Today's daf was Brachos daf test. Let's review Brachos daf test. The Gemara goes back to the story of Rabbi Gamliel's children, and they came back from the wedding and they had not yet read Kriyat Shema, and he told them so long as it's not a Amar HaShachar they could still read. So the Gemara wonders, how did Rabbi Gamliel's children not know their own father's opinion about what the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Arvus is? So the Gemara explains, no, they knew exactly what their father's opinion was. What they were concerned about was that they know they're not allowed to paskin like their father because the Rabbim were cholik on their father, and Yachid V'Rabbim Halacha. So they wanted to know, do the Rabbanon really hold you only you have until Chatzos, or did the Rabbanon really hold you have all night? And just as a safeguard, they said you should do it by Chatzos. And Rabbi Gamliel said it's only a safeguard, but really technically midaraisa, you have all night to say Kriya Shema. The Gemara then goes on to record the machlokas, whether the Iker Zman of Korban Pesach, the Zman of eating the Korban Pesach, is only until Chatzos, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion, or if it really goes all night, like Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The Gemara goes through all the drushos, the different psukim, and how each Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva are going to read a variety of psukim. The Gemara says that machlokas, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, is also argued by other Tanaim regarding how to read the pasuk Sham Tizbachas HaPesach Ba'erev Kivoa Shemesh Moed Seischa Mimitzrayim, where the pasuk clearly identifies three different time periods. Rabbi Elazar says that Ba'erev refers to the Zman Shchita, Kivoa Shemesh is after the sun sets, refers to the Zman Achila, Moed Seischa Mimitzrayim in the morning refers to the time that you would already burn the Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Yeshua would say, no, Ba'erev, you're right, refers to the Zman Shchita, Kivoa Shemesh, you're right, refers to the Zman Achila. But when does the Zman Achila end? Ad Moed Seischa Mimitzrayim goes all the way until the next morning. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that your Zman Achila is only until Chatzos, whereas Rabbi Akiva holds your Zman Achila goes through the entire day. Exactly the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva appears in Hadadarshin, that Pasuk as well. Then the Gemara goes on to tell us that upon leaving Mitzrayim, once we're discussing the exodus from Mitzrayim, it tells us that upon leaving Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to request belashon bakasha that Klal Yisrael should borrow the various valuables of the Egyptians, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned that Avram Avinu would have a taina that if Klal Yisrael doesn't go out beruchush gadol, Avram Avinu is going to say va'avadim v'inu osam, the promise to enslave them and afflict them that kiyem behem you were mekayim va'achre kein yetsu beruchush gadol lo kiyem behem, so how come you weren't also mekayim the promise that they're going to go out with wealth? So that's why they had to be asked, even though they weren't really so interested, they were just happy to get out, they weren't so interested in the money, they had to be asked nicely to please go ask for the money. The Gemara has two deos. Who had to be forced into this loan of all of these valuables of the clay kesef and clay zahav? Was it the Egyptians, which is the pashtos, that were forced into it? Or no, maybe it was the Jewish people that had to be forced into it because they weren't interested in schlepping all of these valuables, because after all they emptied out Mitzrayim entirely. So it was a lot to schlep through their travels through the Midbar. The Gemara tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces himself to Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu, he originally says Ekya Asher Ekya, which is symbolic of the fact that just like he's with us in this Galus, he's going to be with us in future Galios. But Moshe Rabbeinu points out to him that maybe it's not such a wise idea to refer to future Shibudim, because after all, Daya L'tzara B'Shaita, it's enough that we have to deal with one Tzara at a time, why should we have to worry about future tzaros as well? The next Mishnah, finally the second Mishnah in the Masechta on Daf Tesa and Beis, tells us what the Zman is for Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. The earliest Zman, the Mishnah says, Tanakama holds, is when you could tell the difference between Tcheles and Lavan, and Rabbi Elazar holds when you could tell the difference between Tcheles and Karti. The latest Zman, Tanakama says, is Hanetzachama, and Rabbi Yeshua says is 3 hours into the day, because that's when kings wake up, so it's still Uvukumecha, a time when people are waking up. The Gemara identifies three other possibilities. Maybe it's the time you could tell the difference between a dog and a wolf, or the time you could tell the difference between a donkey and a wild donkey, or the time you could recognize a friend from four amos away. The Gemara says that idea of recognizing a friend from four amos away is a din in tefillin, it's not a din in Kriya Shema. The Gemara then goes on to discuss Michus Gula Tefila and tell us that a person who is Somech Gula Tefila is not going to be Nizo Kol Hayom, is not going to be hurt. And the Gemara says that even though a person once had to pay money to a king in order order, and even though he was some Kula Tfila, that's not called Nezek, because it's Kedai to go see a king. Not only is it Kedai to go see a Jewish king, it's Kedai to go see a non-Jewish king, so that one day we'll be able to be Mavchin between the Malchay Yumos Olam and the Malchay Yisrael. The Gemara then goes on to say that how can we be some Kula Lechadchila? After all, don't we have to say the words Hashem Sfasai Tivtach? So first, the Gemara has three suggestions. First, the Gemara tries to suggest maybe that's only for Marav Hashem Sfasai Tivtach. The Gemara says, no, that can't be, because there's an opinion they have to be some Kula Tfila by Marav as well. Then the Gemara suggests, second, no, maybe it's only by Mincha, where there's no Smich Kula Tfila. But then the Gemara suggests, no, maybe Hashem Sfasai Tivtach is not a violation of Smich Kula Tfila, because maybe Hashem Sfasai Tivtach is Tfila Arichta. Just like we had said previously, that Hashkivenu is Gula Arichta. Then the Gemara tells us, finally, at the bottom of the Daf Tesamin Beis, that we say you L'Ratzon after Shemona Esrei, because David HaMelech had it after 18 chapters of Tehillim. Even though it may seem like it's 19 chapters, the first two chapters of Tehillim are really one long chapter. And that's why we say it, even though it could have been said at the beginning of Shemona Esrei, we say it at the very end of Shemona Esrei. That is Daf Tesamin. Hashem, tomorrow we'll move on to Daf Yud.